If then our common life in Christ yields anything to stir the heart, any consolation of love, any participation in the Spirit, any warmth of affection or compassion, fill up my cup of happiness by thinking and feeling alike, and with the same love for one another and a common attitude of mind. Leave no room for selfish ambition and vanity, but humbly reckon others better than yourselves. Look to each other's interests and not merely to your own. Take to heart among yourselves what you find in Christ Jesus. He was in the form of God, yet he laid no claim to equality with God, but made himself nothing, assuming the form of a slave. Bearing the human likeness, sharing the human lot, he humbled himself and was obedient, even to the point of death, death on a cross. Therefore, God raised him to the heights and bestowed on him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven, on earth, and in the depths, and every tongue acclaim, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So you too, my friends, must be obedient, as always, even more, now that I am absent, than I was when I was with you. You must work out your own salvation in fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, inspiring both the will and the deed for his own chosen purpose. Thanks be to God. Before I started writing this sermon, it was going to go in a whole different direction than it is now. Originally, I was going to speak about who and what can be our Savior in our lives, but after attending a professional development class last evening for second or core year business administration students, we had a lecture from Acadia alumni and Welcome Week motivator Tyler Hayden. It was then that I felt the scripture for today speak to me in a new and brighter light. Leaving class at 8:30 in the evening, I realized that much of what Tyler had to say was similar in many ways to how St. Paul is trying to teach the Philippians, how to build and sustain a strong relationship with God and with Jesus Christ. Tyler told us that building and sustaining successful and important relationships is an important way to establish contacts and is an integral part to networking with others. I feel it is important not just in a business sense, but in building successful personal relationships with our peers and with our faith. That got me thinking that you didn't need to just focus on building successful relationships to make money for ourselves or for someone else, but that we have to, as future leaders and students in a scholarly community, be in these relationships to grow with each other and further not just ourselves, but our friends, family, and community on a global, national, and local scale. As Mr. Hayden said to us, energy flows where attention goes. If you want or yearn to have a meaningful, successful relationship, be it with God or with your peers, you need to make the relationship important and feed it every day and everywhere. It is basically as St. Paul said in the last few verses of this passage. Just as you have always been always obeyed me, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. As Tyler Hayden explained, and as St. Paul says as well, through putting work into and making your relationship with God important, and by feeding it every day, we can become accountable for ourselves and for others by living in his name. By this, we find that we have and can be blessed with the understanding that having a positive attitude towards yourself and others will pay dividends in more ways than one can ask or imagine.